Water, water. Water. So, today is very auspicious day. Thakur Bhaktivinoda's birthday. Here is the picture of Thakur Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda. He was one of the acharyas of this disciple succession from Krishna. We have got a succession table from Krishna, genealogical table. There are two kinds of genealogical tables. One by the Semina. Father, his son, like that. That is material genealogical table. And there is one spiritual genealogical table, disciplic succession. Just like Krishna. Krishna, the original Father, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he spoke the Vedic knowledge to Brahma, Lord Brahma. He spoke to Narada. Narada spoke to Vyas. Vyas spoke to Madhyacharya. So, in this disciplic succession, Lord Chaitanya, from Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, and similarly, coming down, down, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, then Gaur Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, then my spiritual master, then we are, next generation, my disciple. So there is a disciplic succession. And the acharyas, their authorities. Our process of knowledge is very simple. We take it from the authority. We don't speculate. Speculation will not help us to come to the real knowledge. Just like when we are in difficulty, in legal implication, we go to some authority, lawyer. When we are diseased, we go to a physician, the authority. There is no use speculation. Suppose I am in difficulty, in some legal implication, I simply speculate, I shall be free in this way and that way. That will not help. We have to go to the lawyer who knows things, and he gives us instruction that you do like this, then you will be free. Similarly, when you are diseased, if I speculate at home, that my disease will be cured in this way and that way. No, that is useless. You go to an authorized physician and he will give you a nice prescription and you will be cured. That is the process of knowledge. But at the modern age, people think that I am free, I am independent, and I can make my own solution. That is Raskella. That's not good. Now Joan, when he was talking with Krishna as friend, but when he saw that there was no solution talking like this, he surrendered to Krishna. He said, Shishasti hum, aham, myself, I surrender unto as your disciple. Shishasti ham sadhimam prapannam. Prapannam means surrender. So that is the Vedic injunction, that if you want to know transcendental knowledge, a science, transcendental means beyond the scope of your direct perception. So spiritual knowledge is beyond the scope of our sense speculation, beyond the scope. Just like when a soul, a spiritual spark only, leaves this body, you cannot see. Therefore, atheistic class of man, they speculate. There may be a soul, there may not be soul, or the bodily function was going like this, now it is stopped, the blood corpuscles now cease, it is no more red, it is white, therefore life has... These are speculation. This is not actual knowledge. Actual knowledge you get from the authority, Krishna. He says, Tatha dehantaram prati dhirasattva namayati. Just like the soul is passing through different stages. Dehinas means jatha dehi. Deha, deha means this body. Asmin dehe, in this body, there is dehi. Dehi means who is the owner of this body. That is soul. That is passing through childhood, boyhood, babyhood, youthhood, old age. Everyone, you can perceive that you are a child, you are a baby, you are a boy. Now you are a young man or old man. So you are there. So as you are passing through different types of bodies, similarly, when you give up this body, you accept another body. What is the difficulty? Tatha dehantaram prapti dhiras tattva namayati. There is no question of becoming astonished how transmigration of the self, soul takes place. The vivid example is there. Simply, you require little intelligence. That intelligence is developed through the instruction of Acharya. Therefore, Vedic injunction is not to acquire knowledge by speculation. That is useless. Athātuti diva padam bhujadvayam jānāti tattam prasāda leśānu grhita evai nacāna ekopi chirang bichinnam. Chirang bichinnam. Chirang means for thousands of years you can speculate. You cannot understand what is God. That is not possible. But if you receive knowledge from the devotee, he can deliver you. Therefore, Vedic injunction is that tadvijnana, in order to understand tadvijnana, vijnan means science. If you want to know the transcendental science, then you must approach a guru. Tad-vijnanartham, in order to, if you are at all interested to understand the spiritual science, tad-vijnanartham, guru meva avirache, You must approach Guru. Guru means this disciple succession, as I have explained. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an ideal Guru. He was not a sannyasi. He was grihastha, householder, living with family, wife, children. Still, he was Guru. So, anyone can become Guru. Not that a sannyasi can become Guru. A householder also can become Guru, provided he knows the science. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was talking with Ramananda Rai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a sannyasi, very highly born in a Brahmin family, very learned scholar. So he was talking with Ramananda Rai, a grihastha, governor of Madras, and he was questioning and Ramananda Rai was answering. That means he was taking the part of Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking the part of a disciple. So he was hesitating, Ramananda Rai. He thought himself that I am a grihastha, I am not even a Brahmin. Besides that, I am dealing in material affairs, I am governor, politics. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi, born of a high-class Brahmin family. So it does not look well that I shall teach him. So he was hesitating. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, why you are hesitating? He said, kiva vipra kiva sudra nasi kane noy jai krishna tatva beta sei guru hoy. He said, don't hesitate. Either one may become a Brahmin or one may become a sudra. Kiva vipra kiva sudra. Vipra means Brahmin and sudra. Sudra is the fourth great human being. Brahmin is the first great. So kiva vipra kiva sudra. He may be a first great human being or the lowest great human being. Or he may become a sannyasi or a grihastha. It does not matter. Anyone who knows the science of Krishna, he can become a guru. This is the verdict. Because spiritual science does not belong to the bodily platform. It is on the spiritual platform. It is very nice. Just like when you go to a lawyer or to a engineer or to a physician, you do not inquire whether he is a Brahmin or Shudra. Simply you have to know whether he is a lawyer, that's all. Whether he is a physician, actually. If he knows the medical science, he may be a Brahmin, he may be a Shudra, he may be a sannyasi, he may be a householder, it doesn't matter. Your business is with a physician, with a lawyer. Similarly, your business is to understand Krishna. So anyone who knows Krishna perfectly, you have to go there. Tad-vijnanartham sab guru-meva vigacchen. It is bathing injection, it's not that. You have to approach a sannyasi or a grihastha or a Indian or American. No, gurum. And guru means who knows the science of Krishna. So, this Bhaktivinoda Thakur was grihastha, very responsible officer. Magistrate. And he was so exalted that he would come from his office generally at 5 o'clock, then take his supper and immediately go to bed. Immediately. Say at 7 o'clock in the evening he goes to bed and he wakes up at 12 o'clock. But suppose he goes to bed at 7 o'clock in the evening and wakes up at 12 o'clock at night, it is sufficiently 5 hours. One should not sleep more than 5 to 6 hours. Minimize as far as possible. The Goswamis used to sleep not more than 1.5 hour or 2 hours. Sleeping is not very important thing. Even big politicians, they used to sleep for 2 hours. So especially in spiritual line, they should minimize as far as possible eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Minimize. Gradually it comes to meal. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was eating only a little piece of butter every alternate days, not daily. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, regularly, he was coming from his office and after taking his supper, immediately goes to bed and wake up at 12 o'clock and he used to write books. He wrote, he left behind him about 100 books. And he excavated the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, organized how to develop that birth site, Mayapur. He had so many business. He used to go to preach about Chaitanya's philosophy. He used to send books to foreign countries. In 1896, he attempted to send Life and Precepts of Lord Chaitanya in the McGill University in Montreal. So he was busy, acharya. So one has to adjust things. Not that because I am grihastha, householder, I cannot become a preacher. It is the business. Give me order. It is business of the sannyasi or brahmachari. No, it is the business of everyone. The whole world is suffering for want of knowledge. The present civilization is animal civilization. They do not know anything beyond eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That's all. This is animal civilization. Animal does not know beyond these 4 principles of life, eating, sleeping, mating and defending. That's all. No, human life is meant for something else. What I am? What is God? What is my relation with God? What is this material world? Why I am here? Where I have to go next? So many things one has to learn. Athatam brahma jigyasa. This is human life. Not that eat and sleep and have sex life and die someday like cats and dogs. Therefore, there is need of acharyas, teachers for propagating spiritual knowledge, Krishna consciousness. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was, although he was a grihastha, householder, a government officer, magistrate, but he was acharya. So from his dealings, from his life, we should learn how one can become a preacher in any stage of life. It doesn't matter what he is. There was one incident, very interesting. When he was magistrate in Jagannath Puri, the system is Jagannath temple is a very big establishment. In the temple, 56 times daily, bhog is offered. And you'll find in the temple, always at least 500 to 1,000 people gather. And they come from outside. And prasad is ready. If you go and ask in the Jagannath temple that we are 100 men come from outside, we want prasad. Yes, immediately ready. So it is a huge temple. This is one temple, but there are many other thousands of temples in India where prasad distributed. Now it is minimized by our present government. They think that it is unnecessary expenditure. They are minimizing, but not unnecessary expenditure. They do not understand. Formerly in India, there was no necessity of hotel. Anyone goes anywhere, even in a village, he goes to a temple, the prasad is ready. There is no need of going to a hotel. You pay or don't pay. If you say that I want little prasad, yes, take it. That is the system still. There is an Nathadwar temple in Rajasthan. You pay 2 annas only. 2 annas means 1 cent. You get sumptuous prasad for 2 months, all very nice prasad. Still, the prasad distribution in temple is long-standing usage. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Jagannath temple is managed by a body, and it is the custom that the local magistrate of the district, he becomes the president or manager. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was manager in that sense, because he was magistrate. The managing committee was being presided by him. So there was a complaint. In Odisha, this Jagannath temple is situated in Odisha. Utkal, this state was originally belonged to Dhruva Maharaj. His son's name was Utkal, Maharaj Utkal. Anyway, so this Utkal, there was a pseudo-yogi. He declared himself that just like you'll find nowadays also, there are so many rascals declaring that I am incarnation of God. And they know some mystic power, play some jugglery, and foolish people take them, oh, he is God. So there appeared one, like such pseudo-god, Vishnu, in a village of Orissa. And he was dancing, rasa dance, and foolish people were sending their daughters and wives to dance with him. You see? There are so many. Not only that, the people are so foolish. They do not know. They want to be cheated. And these cheaters come. He declared that I am God, I am Vishnu. So there were sane men also, they took objection, what is this nonsense? This is man is dancing. with ladies and gentlemen, girls. So they file a complaint. At that time, it was British rule, they complained to the governor or the commissioner, very high officer. The commissioner knew that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his name was Kedarnath Dutta. Dutta, Kedarnath Dutta, his household name. So, the commissioner of the division, he knew that Kedarnath Dutta is a religious man and his magistrate in charge. So he handed over the case for inquiry. What is this complaint? You please inquire and do the needful. So he was a pure devotee and he understood that this rascal is a bogus man, cheating people. I must inquire. So he went to the village in plain dress with some constables, police constables. They were also in plain dress. And as soon as he approached that rascal yogi, he said, "Oh, you are Kedarnath Dutta. So, very nice. I shall make you king of India. Please don't try to bother me." Because he could know that he has come to inquire about my Ras Leela. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, first of all, said, "Sir, you are such a great yogi. Why you are in the village? Why don't you go to Jagannath Puri? There is temple and Lord Jagannath is there. Better you go there and see the Lord and be happy. Why you are in this village?" "Oh, Jagannath, that is made of wood. I am personally the Supreme Lord. That is made of wood." Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was a devotee, he became fire. He was insulting. "Achche siladhi gurusu narumati." According to Shastra, if somebody thinks, just like here is deity, if somebody thinks, it is made of stone, it is stone to the eyes of the non-devotee. But it is personally, Supreme Personality of Godhead to the devotees. It requires the eyes to see. So devotee sees in a different angle of vision. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he entered Jagannath temple, immediately he fainted. "Oh, here is my Lord." And the non-devotee is saying, "It is wood, a lump of wood." Therefore, to the non-devotee, he remains always an wood. But to the devotee, he speaks. That is the difference. Premanjana churita bhakti bilochane. If God is everything, why wood? Through wood and stone, God cannot manifest. If God is everything, according to Mahamad philosophy, that's a fact. God, omnipotent, he can express himself even through wood and stone. That is God's omnipotence. That is called omnipotence. Not that God is unable to express himself through wood and stone. Then how is omnipotent? Omnipotent means his potency can be expressed through anything. Because anything, everything is expansion of God's energy. Parasya brahmana shakti. Kathaiva akhilam jagat. The whole world is manifestation of different energies of God. Therefore, just like through the energy of electricity, the electric powerhouse, although far, far away from this place, was expressing there is electricity. through this glass, through these wires, the power can be expressed. There is a process. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur became very much, because a devotee cannot tolerate blaspheming another devotee or God. So as soon as he said that, why shall I go to Jagannath Puri to see the wooden Jagannath? I am personally Vishnu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur immediately ordered his constables, arrest him. Arrest this rascal. So he was arrested. And when he was arrested, he had some yogic mystic power. All the constables, Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his family member became affected with high fever. And then 5 degrees fever. So when he came back, his wife became very much disturbed that he arrested Vishnu and we are all going to die. We have got now high fever. Bhaktivinoda Thakur replied, yes, let us all die, but this rascal must be punished. This is the view of pure devotee. So he was put into the custody, and there was a date fixed for his trial. And all these days, Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself and his family especially, they are suffering from high fever. Maybe that yogi was planning to kill all the whole family, but it was going on as fever. So, on the trial day, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kedarnath Datta, when he came to the bench, the man was presented, the so-called yogi, and he had big, big hairs. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur ordered that bring one barber and cut his hair. So, no barber dared. The barbers thought, though he's a Lord Vishnu, if I offend, then he's suffering from fever, so I shall also die. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur ordered that, give me the scissor, I'll cut. So he cut his hairs and ordered him to be put into jail for 6 months, and in the jail, that Vishnu incarnation managed to take some poison and he died. So this is one of the incidents. There are many incidences. He was very strong man. He punished many pandas in the Tirthas who exploit visitors. This is the position of devotee. In spite of his becoming a responsible magistrate, a householder, still he was acharya. So we have to follow the acharyas. If we are at all interested in spiritual science, then we must follow the Vedic instruction, tadvijnana thamsa gurumeva avigachet. We must approach. You cannot have spiritual knowledge simply by speculating. Impossible. Simply waste of time. Samayeva hi kevalam. You must go to the, in the Bhagavad Gita, therefore, it is recommended. Acharya upasanam. Not only worshipping the Lord, but also the Acharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Guru Krishna Kripaya Paya Bhakti Lata Bir. Guru, Acharya, and Krishna one should seek favor of both of them. Not that I am now seeking favor of Krishna, what is the use of Guru or Acharya? No. You cannot overlap Acharya and go to Krishna. That is not possible. Krishna will not accept. Just like if you want to see a big man, you should go to his secretary, to his orderly, doorkeeper. Similarly, our process is Acharya Upasanam. Go through the Acharya. That is the injunction of the Vedas. Tarka Pratishtha. If you want to enter into the spiritual world, you cannot get through simply by arguments, because there is no limit of argument. I place my argument in one way, another man who is better arguer, he places his argument in a different way. So if you simply go on arguing, it is not possible. Tarko apratishtha, it will never help you. Argument. Sruto vibhinna, if you think that I shall read scriptures and I shall understand God. No, that is also not possible. Sruto vibhinna. Scriptures are also different, because scriptures are made according to time, circumstances, people. Just like Bible. Bible, Lord Jesus Christ preached in the desert, Jerusalem, or what it is. People were not so advanced. Therefore, his first instruction is, thou shalt not kill. That means they are very much engaged in killing affairs. Otherwise, why is this instruction? And actually, it so happened that they killed Jesus Christ. So that society was not very enlightened society. So scripture for a society which is not very enlightened and scripture for a society which is very enlightened must be different. Just like a dictionary for the schoolboy, a pocket dictionary. And for a college student, international, biggest dictionary. Both of them are dictionaries. But the small pocket dictionary is not equal to the big dictionary. Because it is different made for different classes of men. So scriptures are made according to different classes of men. There are three classes of men. First class, second class and third class. The third class man cannot understand the philosophy and scriptural injunction of the first class man. That is not possible. Higher mathematics cannot be understood by the small school boys who are simply trying to understand 2 plus 2 equal to 4. But 2 plus 2 equal to 4 is equally good to the higher mathematics student. But still, higher mathematics and lower mathematics is different. Therefore, it is said, sutayo vibhinna. The scriptures are different. So if you simply try to understand what is God by reading scriptures, you cannot achieve. You must approach a guru. Just like a medical book, it can be available in the market. If you purchase one medical book and study, and you become doctor, that is not possible. You must hear the medical book from a medical man in the college, medical college. Then you will be qualified. And if you say, sir, I've read all the medical books, recognize me as a medical practitioner, no, that will be not. The sutayo bibhinna, scriptures are different. Arguments, that is also not helpful. One man may argue better than me. Then philosophy. The philosophy, it is said, naso munijyasya matang na bhinna. One philosopher is differing from another philosopher. Just now, today, Shamsundar has purchased one book about different philosophers. So that you also cannot ascertain what is truth. Therefore, Shastra says, dharmasya tattang nihitang guhayam. The truth is very confidential. So if you want to know that truth, mahajana jena gatasya pantha, you should have to follow the great acharyas, then you will understand. Therefore, acharya upasana is essential. Acharya upasana is very essential. In all the Vedic sastras, the injunction is there. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva avigacchet subhutriyam brahmanishtham tasmad gurum prapaddita jigyasu se uttamam. Anyone who is inquisitive to understand higher truths, he must surrender to Guru. Tasmad gurum prapaddita jigyasu sreya uttamam. One who is inquisitive, who is now inquiring about transcendental subject matter. Tadviddhi panipatena priprasnena sevaya. So all the Shastra says, in our Vaishnava Shastra also, Rupa Goswami says, Ado Gurbhasram, in the first beginning you must take shelter of a bona fide Guru. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur's birthday, we should adore, we should worship, because in the modern age, he reintroduced the disciplic succession. From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 500 years ago, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this philosophy, but within 200 years, because this material world is so mad that whatever you introduce, in due course of time, it will deteriorate. You make a nice house, but after 100 years, 200 years, or nowadays, even after 50 years, it becomes dilapidated. That is the nature's law, kala. Time will destroy everything. Like British Empire, such a big, vast empire. Now it is finished. The kala, the time will, everything back, finished. That is material. Anything material, it has birth, it has growth, it has got some opulence, then dwindling, then finished. That is the way of material. So we are interested in spiritual subject matter. Therefore the process is adu gurbhasram. One has to accept a bona fide spiritual master. That is our process. Without accepting a bona fide spiritual master, we cannot make any progress. It is impossible. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur happens to be acharyas, one of the acharyas, and he has left behind him many books. Chaitanya Sikhamrita, Jaiva Dharma. These are very important books. They are in Bengali, in Sanskrit. And many songs and he has prepared many books of song. The song, Ei Naam Gaye Gura Chand Madhus, there is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song. So we are trying to present Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books also in English translation. Gradually we will get it. So our adoration, our worship to Bhaktivinoda Thakur today, because he may bless us to make peacefully progress in Krishna consciousness, Acharya Upasana, simply by the blessings of Acharyas, we can make very rapid progress. Vedesu dullabha adullabha atma bhakto. If we jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad, we sing every day. By the mercy of the spiritual master, Acharya, we immediately get the blessings of Lord. Immediately. Jasya prasada, jasya means whose, prasada, benediction, by the benediction of the spiritual master. Jasya prasadad bhagavat prasad. If spiritual master, Acharya, is pleased, then you should know that Krishna is also pleased. You should know through. This is not very difficult. Just like you are working in office, if your immediate officer, boss, is pleased, that means the proprietor of the firm, he is also pleased, although you do not see him. This is fact. Your immediate boss, if he is pleased. Similarly, our business, this spiritual line, is Guru Krishna Kripa. We have to first receive the merciful benediction from the Acharya, and then Krishna will be pleased and he will also give his blessings. Madhbhakta, there is a person in Srimad Bhagavat. Madhbhakta puja bhadika. He says, Krishna says, that if anyone worships me directly, and if anyone worships me through the Acharya, he is better devotee, who is coming to me through Acharya. Madhbhakta puja bhadika. So our this Vaishnava philosophy process is go through the Acharya, servant of the servant of the servant. We should try to become servant of the servant. Gopi bhattu padakamalayo daso dasanu daso. Daso dasanu daso. We should not approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. That is not good. That will not be. In the Vedic injunction also it is said, jasya devi parabhakti, jatha devi tatha guru. If one guy has got unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality of God, jatha devi, and similar faith in guru, of course we must make guru bona fide. Then it is disciplic succession. And that is also not very difficult to select who is bona fide guru. Bona fide guru means he presents himself as servant of God. He does not pose himself falsely that I am God. This is bona fide. It is not difficult to find out bona fide. This is the test. If anyone says that I am Guru, I am God, then he cannot be Guru, because he has no knowledge. How he is God? But he can cheat some people. That is different thing. He can cheat all people for some time and some people for all time, but not all people for all time. That is not possible. So these kinds of guru who possess themselves that I am God, he's a false guru. The bona fide guru will say that I am servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna or God. Servant of. That is the business of guru. He serves Krishna as Krishna desires. That is his business. And that is also not very difficult. Krishna says, Krishna desires, sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. That you give up all other engagement, just surrender unto me and I give you protection, Krishna says. So Guru's business is that you simply surrender to Krishna. What is the difficulty? Simply repeat the same thing, not for himself but for Krishna. He is bona fide Guru. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is very bona fide because we say the same thing as Krishna says. We don't make any addition or alteration. Not like big scholars, like, it is not to Krishna. Krishna says, man mana bhava mad bhakta mad yaji magna muskuru. And the scholar interprets, it is not to Krishna. Let's just see foolishness. Krishna directly says unto me, he says not to Krishna. Misleading. Such misleading, Guru will not help me. Therefore, to find out a bona fide Guru means that he does not change the words of Krishna. That is his position. He places everything as it is. And he has understood thoroughly the science. Jigyasu seyuttama. Guru, what is the symptom of Guru? Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu seyuttamam. Those who are inquisitive to understand higher scientific knowledge. Uttamam. Uttam means higher. Uttam, madham, adham. There are three words. First class, second class, third class. So, spiritual knowledge is uttamam. Anyone who is inquisitive to understand first-class knowledge, he requires to go to a guru. Those who are interested in third-class knowledge, they do not require any guru. Third-class knowledge means animal knowledge. How to eat, how to sleep, how to make arrangement for eating, how to make arrangement for sleeping. That is third-class knowledge. Because the animal also try for this kind of knowledge. How to eat, how to sleep. Therefore, this kind of knowledge is third-class knowledge. And second-class knowledge is what I am. Athāda brahma jigyāsā, the Vedanta. That is second-class knowledge. And first-class knowledge, when he actually understands what he is eternal servant of Krishna and engages himself in the service of the Lord. That is first-class knowledge. And therefore, as soon as he comes to the first-class knowledge platform, he becomes happy. Brahma-bhūta prasanna-ātmā na-sochati na-kāṅkati samas-sarveshu-bhūteshu madh-bhakti-lavati-parāṁ. So after being liberated from the material concept of life by the blessings of Krishna and Guru, one comes to the platform of first-class knowledge, where he engages himself directly in the service of the Lord. That is first-class knowledge. First-class knowledge means beyond liberation. Second-class knowledge is trying for liberation. Third-class knowledge means in bondage, like animal. The animal, they are bound up by the particular type of body and has no, possibility of becoming liberated. That is animal life. That human life is better than animal life because if he likes, he can make himself liberated from this bondage of material body. That is the facility. He can understand himself what he is. He can understand what is God. He can understand the relationship between God and himself. He can understand what is this material world. Because there are thousands of books of knowledge. Take it for Bhagavad Gita. Everything is there. And it is meant for human being, not for the cats and dogs. Cats and dogs cannot understand. But a human being can understand. So our, this Krishna consciousness movement is to enlighten people to utilize his very nice life, human form of life. Utilize it properly. Utilize it properly means, revive his dormant Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness or God consciousness is there already. It is developed in human form of life. But it is now covered because due to our association with this material world, or unlimited years background. We are coming through different species of life. Millions and millions of years passed away. Suppose I was a tree, sometimes I was standing up for 10,000 years in one place. We have passed through. That's a fact. That is evolution. Now we have got the opportunity of light. If you don't use this opportune moment and again go back to the cycle of evolutionary process, Jarajanavalakhani Sthavara. So these are great science. Unfortunately, there is no opportunity for the people to study this science in the school, colleges or universities. They are simply teaching people that you work hard and gratify your senses, that's all. Therefore, a section, a younger section, they have been disgusted. They have refused to cooperate with the society on account of this disappointing education. And it will increase. Because this sort of education cannot give peace or prosperity to the people. Problems are increasing. Therefore our request is that if you want to decrease or completely finish all the problems of life, take to Krishna consciousness in the process of disciplic succession and you will be all happy. Thank you very much.
Does anyone have any questions pertaining to the lecture you can ask them at this time? They should be pertaining to the lecture.
Later years. Did both of you know Sadhguru? We also took sannyas in later years.
Did Bhaktivinoda Thakur take sannyas in later years?
Yes. And very late years, at, in his retired life.
Any other questions?
Prabhupada, to say that an animal has no chance of liberation, what would happen if an animal came in contact with a pure devotee?
Yes, there is chance of deliverance. Yes. Even an animal, because he will hear Hare Krishna from the pure devotee, that will not go in vain. He will give prasadam. He does not know, but the devotee, out of compassion, gives prasadam, chants Hare Krishna, he also gets the opportunity of hearing. So, he will also be liberated. One dog, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, he also became liberated. There is a history. Shivananda Sen's dog, he was liberated by the grace of Lord Chaitanya. So by the association of pure devotee, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur, there is one song, he prays to the Lord, that kita janama ho jatha tuva dasa. Kita means insect. My Lord, if I have to take my birth again, because a devotee does not pray to God for liberation, he simply prays that wherever I may take my birth, I may not forget you, that's all. That is devotee's prayer. A devotee does not say that elevate me to the heavenly planet or Vaikuntha planet. No. You can put me anywhere, just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, kita janama ho. My dear Lord, I have no objection. If I have to take my birth next as an insect, what to speak of human being or others, as an insect. But I must be in the house of a devotee. So that the insect, by eating the remnants of foodstuff left by the devotee, will be delivered. Kita janma ho jathatva bohirmukh brahma janme nahi maras. I don't want my next birth as Lord Brahma if I forget you. I don't want. That is wanted. A devotee prays to the Lord that he would be able to constantly remember the lotus feet of the Lord. Never mind whether as insect or as king or as dog, never mind. That is devotee, pure devotee.
One has accepted a bona fide spiritual master and he did not receive much knowledge from him. Can he change his spiritual master at later
stage? Bona fide spiritual master, why the, where is the necessity of changing?
He has not got the knowledge from him, but he said, well, can I...
No, no. A bona fide spiritual means he must get knowledge. He must get knowledge.
Can he join
he must inquire from the student must inquire from the spiritual master. If he remains dumb, then what bona fide spiritual master can do? Adhu Gurbhasram Sadharma Pricha Jigyasu. He must be Jigyasu. He must be Jigyasu. We get so many letters daily, so many inquiries. The student must be very inquisitive. Otherwise, how he shall make progress? If he remains dumb, then what the bona fide spiritual master can do? If you go to a very nice school, but if you do not study, if you do not inquire, then what is the use of going to the nice school? You must be also very alert. to inquire, to understand, to make progress, then it will be all right. If you do not utilize the benefit of having a bona fide spiritual master, then that is your fault. You must utilize the opportunity. We are publishing so many books, so many literatures, magazines, why? Just to enlighten more and more. But if you don't take advantage of this, then how can you make progress? Change of spiritual master requires when the spiritual master is not bona fide. Otherwise, there is no necessity of change.
How does one contact
the
spiritual master? Through a book, can you contact
the
spiritual master?
No, you have to associate.
Can you associate through a book?
Yes, through books, also personal. Because when you make a spiritual master, you have got in personal touch. And not that in air you make a spiritual master. You make spiritual master concrete. So as soon as you make spiritual master, you should be inquisitive.
If a spiritual master, Prabhupada, worships God through a demigod, is he bona fide?
No. He does not know how to worship, how he can be bona fide. Krishna says, Sarvadhanman Pratyajamam Ekam. Why he should go to the Buddha, demigods? That means he has not knowledge. Krishna says, Mam Ekam. Why should he go to others? That means he is insufficiently advanced. Why should he go to the demigods? What is the necessity? He is not bona fide, because he has insufficient knowledge. Bona fide spiritual must be sufficiently knowledge. Krishna says, Ma may come. God says, Ma may come. Why he should go to demigods? That is his proof that he is not bona fide. He has to do everything under the instruction of the spiritual master. That is his duty. Shishya. Shishya means who voluntarily accepts disciplinary measures from the spiritual master. He is ruled by the spiritual master. Yes, yes. Just like Krishna is guiding us. Similarly, spiritual master will guide. We are being guided by Krishna, by the Bhagavad Gita, although Krishna is not physically present, so-called. Krishna is present always, but even if we say that Krishna is not physically present as he was present before Arjuna, still his book, Bhagavad Gita, is there. And that Bhagavad Gita is not different from Krishna. Krishna and Krishna's teaching, the same, absolute. That is absolute truth. Krishna and Krishna's mere form, the same. It is not that we are making show of offering Krishna some food. No, we are offering directly to Krishna and he is eating. Krishna being absolute, he can perform through anything, provided we are sincere and serious. All right.